We're up to Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We'll be talking Shoel. The Mishnah said that the mayor holds the Prokim Shoel Pnei HaKavod Umeshiv, the Emtza Shoel Pnei HaYir Umeshiv. That between the paragraphs, you're allowed to initiate and answer someone you have to have covered for. And in the middle of the paragraph, you're only allowed to initiate and answer somebody that you fear. That's what exactly the parameters are of fearing and having covered. But right now, it's... Gemara says like this, Meshiv Machmas Mai. Who do you answer? When Reb Meir said that you can initiate with somebody who, what's it called, you have covered. And answer who? Elim if not covered, if it means you can answer somebody that you have to have covered for, hashta mishal shoyal haduri miboya. Why do you have to know that for? If you can initiate the greeting, surely you can answer him. That's even more common. Ela shoyal neakovid umeshiv shalom l'chalada. Must be that you're allowed to initiate with somebody who you have to have covered, and you're allowed to answer anybody. Ema seifa. Uve'emtsa shoyal neahira umeshiv. In the middle of the paragraph, you're allowed to even initiate somebody who has you have to have fear, only that. Umeshiv, you can answer. Meshiv machmas mai, who are you answering? Elam of Nehayira, you're answering that same person. Hashda mishal shoyal haduri miboya. Of course you're allowed to answer. If you're allowed to initiate, you're allowed to answer him. You don't have to tell me that. Elam of Nehakovit. Must be that you're allowed to answer even one step up or one step down. Even somebody you only have to have covet for. So it comes out that a mayor basically is saying that between the prokim, you're allowed to initiate the greeting to somebody after you have covered, and you're allowed to answer anybody. And in the paragraph itself, you're allowed to initiate only somebody who you have to have fear from, but you're allowed to answer even somebody after you have covered. If that's the case, I know the Rebbe Yehuda. It's exactly what Rebbe Yehuda said. There's no machlokas. This man, Rebbe Yehuda, omer, be'emtsa shom et nehayiru meshiv nehakovid, so that can't be, then there's no machlokas. So therefore you have to learn the Mishnah the following way. But you have to add the words the ain sarich lomer into the Mishnah. That's the intent of Reb Meir. That biprakim, you're allowed to initiate and give a greeting to somebody you have to have covered for, and surely you're allowed to answer him. It's there's no chiddush, but the Mishnah is telling me surely you're allowed to answer. Uve'em sashont nehayira ve'ein sarach lomer shumeishiv. Give her a mayor. That's her mayor. You're only allowed to answer who you're allowed to initiate. No more. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ve'em sashont nehayira umeishiv neakoved ve'prokim shont neakoved umeishiv shalom lecholodim. Tanya nami hachi v'brayis that says the same thing. Hakori yishma upogu bo rabo o gadol himenu. Right, if you're reading Shema, and someone who you have to have covered for, your Rebbe, or someone greater than you, so biprokim shon et nea covered ve'ein sarich lomer shumeishiv. This is Reb Meir. By biprokim, in between the paragraphs, so you're allowed to initiate a greeting to such a person, and surely you're allowed to answer it. Uve'emtsa shon et nea yir ve'ein sarich lomer shumeishiv. The Reb Meir. And in the middle of the paragraph, you're allowed only to initiate to somebody you have to have fear of, or you have fear of. And surely you're allowed to answer him. That's what the mayor says. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, be'emtsa shom ne'ayira, umeshiv ne'akovad, be'prokim shom ne'akovad, umeshiv shom lechol adam. And Rabbi Yehuda adds that you're allowed to initiate in between the prokim to somebody you have to have covered for, and you're allowed to answer even somebody, anybody, and in the paragraph itself, you're allowed to initiate only somebody you have fear from, and you're allowed to answer anybody that you have covered for. Okay, Rashi. Anybody, even somebody that's not specifically mechubit. You have to add those words. The suvek lemikshi meeting. Rameir's just telling me that you have to, that you surely can answer who you're allowed to initiate. Okay. Some of the halachas here of what kovid and yira is. Rashi learns that kovid is not necessarily somebody of a mitzvah to be mechabed, but a person who's nichbad, somebody who's respectable. that's proper to greet him. Doesn't have to be somebody that you're mechuyev to be mechabit. The Rambam says specifically somebody you're chayev bichvoldo, like your father, your Rebbe, or a Talmud Chacham. Yira, Rashi says, is somebody you're afraid is going to kill you. So the Rashba says, if you're facing a kid, it's pikuach nefesh. What's the chiddush? Of course, you're allowed to do anything for pikuach nefesh. Even for tefillah, you're allowed to be mafsik if you're afraid something's going to kill you. So the Bach says that it's not mamish pikuach nefesh. You're not sure. The guy could kill you, but it could be he won't be mafsik. I don't understand that either, because you're allowed to be mafsik even for sofik pikuach nefesh, not just for vale pikuach nefesh. In any case, the Meiri says that it's not talking of mamish pikuach nefesh, right? Talking about, they're afraid the guy will hate you or he'll hurt you. The Rishas says that what Rashi means is it's somebody who could kill you, but not you're afraid to kill you for this. But he's somebody scary that could kill you for a good reason. So therefore, even here where he may only hurt you, hate you, or whatever, that's a good enough reason to be matzik. The Rashba, on the other hand, holds Yira means somebody you have to respect, like your Rebbe, your father, right, that you have a mitzvah of Mora. And kavod is even somebody bigger than you that you don't have to respect, but you have to have kavod for, right? A regular Talmud Chacham is not your Rebbe, and he's not your father. You don't have a mitzvah of Mora, you just have a mitzvah of kavod, right? Kavod Talmid Chacham. They ask on that, Lechara, by Talmid Chacham, you also have a mitzvah of Yira. Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, the Rabbis Talmid Chacham. Lechara, every Talmud Chacham is a mitzvah of Mora also. So they answer, no, there's not a mitzvah of Mora. That which it says the rabbis Talmidei Chachamim is only Talmidei Chachamim Muflogim, Gadol Hador. There there's a mitzvah of Yira, just like Kavod. But for a regular Talmud Chacham, there's only a mitzvah of Kavod, and not Yira. Okay. They ask, though why only somebody that, what's it called, somebody that you have to have Yira from, why should that make it better that you should be able to be Shoel B'Shlomo? Because the idea of being Shoel B'Shlomo is only Kavod, that's not Yira. Yira is contradicting him, whatever. He's thinking that maybe not saying hello to somebody, you have to say hello, is also a chesaron in Yira. Right? To say hello is kavod. But not to say hello when you should be saying hello is also a chesaron in Yira. The lemaisa, the minig, is not to be matzik for anyone, bizman hazeh, because most people aren't matzik, but if you say hello to them or not, even if you're not saying kriyishma, kolskin, if you're saying kriyishma. And in order to paskin a shayla, right, Beinah Prokim, the Orach HaShulchan holds that a Rav can pass in a Shaila, the Mishnah Berurah holds Osir, and Lafrushe Meisura, to stop somebody from doing an Isser, even Be'emtsa you're allowed to be Matzik. Okay, now, Tosfos here brings down that what happens about answering Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu in the middle of Kriyishma. If you're allowed to be Matzik, Mipnei HaKovid, Mipnei HaYira, right, are you allowed to be Matzik for the sake of the Rabbanu Shalom? Tosfos says, ain't kavod gadol mizeh? That you're allowed to be matzik. If you're allowed to be matzik for the kavod of a human being, surely for the kavod of the Rabbanu Shel Olam. The Talmid Ravina Yonah brings down that another opinion that says, no, that once you're osik b'shevach shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Kriyishma, you're not matzik for a different shevach, right? For a other mechubad, but you can be matzik. But for shevach Hashem, you're being osik b'shevach Hashem in Kriyishma. So you can't be matzik for a different shevach. So you can't be matzik according to that. Rabbi Kiveger points out that Tosfos only mentions Alt Kovid. Therefore, you'd only be allowed to be Mafsik Bein HaProkim, not Be'emtsa HaPerek. And the what's it called? Other Rishonim seem to say that it's an Inyan of Yira too. And they go to Shitasa. Because Tosfos, like Rashi, Yira means somebody afraid he's going to kill you. But Stam Alt respect, you're not Mafsik. And the other Rishonim learned that you're even for respect, you're allowed to be Mafsik in the middle of the paragraph, so respect for the Rabbanu Shalom too. And the Lamaisa Halacha is that you're matzik even the Emsa for Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu, and Modim. Okay. In the Pasuk of Shema itself, you're not allowed to be matzik at all, the Kesef Mishnah says, and the Beis Yosef adds even in the Beis Yosef he adds even Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Shalom Boed, you're not allowed to be matzik. There, for nothing, are you allowed to be matzik in the first two psukim. They ask, how could you be matzik, bein haprokim, between the Ava Rabba and Shema? The chori be matzik between the bracha and the mitzvah. Ava Rabba is like the bracha of Kriyishma. And you never can be mafsik between a bracha and a mitzvah. And here it's mashma that l'mipnei kovid. Even l'mipnei kovid, you're allowed to be mafsik between the prakim. One of the prakim is between oiv amo Yisrael and Shema. So the Miri says it's not a birchas mitzvah. The bracha of Avarav is not a birchas mitzvah on Kriya Shema. It's brachas, like we explained once, that surround Kriya Shema, but they're not birchas mitzvah. The Ramban, who holds it is a birchas mitzvah, right, holds that if you won't say hello to somebody in what's it called, at that time, then your kavana in Kriya Shema is not going to be good. It's going to be bothering you that you didn't say hello to somebody you're supposed to say hello to. So neilitz l'tzorich kavon in Kriya Shema l'tzorich ha-mitzvah, you'll have to be matzik between the bracha and the mitzvah too. Okay, let's go on. Bo minei echi tana devei rebchia merebchia. Okay, now you could read this achi tana devei rebchia merebchia, the brother of the tana of rebchia from Chia, but Rashi says that you don't say it like that. But you read it, Echi, that was his name, and Echi is mentioned in the Chumash, one of the sons of Binyamin, right? It was named Echi, so it's a name. And it's not Achi, Tana Dvei Reb Chia, because later on we have another similar name, which is Ashian, Tana Dvei Reb Ami, and it's obviously over there that Ashian's his name, right, who was the Tana Dvei Reb Ami. So it makes sense to say that over here we're not talking about the brother of the Tana of Reb Chia, but Echi, also a name, who happened to be the Tana of Devei Reb Chia. Okay, so Echi, the Tana Devei Reb Chia, asked Reb Chia, the Halal u'Megillah Mahu Shiyatsik. We said in Kriya Shema, these are the parameters when you're allowed to be Matzik. What about Halal and Megillah? Amrina Tal V'Chomer, Kriya Shema D'Oraisa Posek, Halal D'Rabbonim Iboya, right? Halal and Megillah are only D'Rabbonim. So if you can be Matzik by Kriya Shema, which is D'Oraisa, surely you can be matzik by Halal and Megillah, which are only Drabbanim. Al Dilma, Pirsumei Nisa, other. Both Halal and Megillah have a din of Pirsumei Nisa, because Halal is also said for Nisim and on Yomim Tovim, because the Rabbanim Shalom did Geulos for Klal Yisrael. So because they're Pirsumei Nisa, maybe you shouldn't be posik. Omar Lei, posik the Ein B'Kachlum. You're allowed to be posik. What's it called? Machlokas in the Rishonim, where it means you're allowed to be posik just like Kriya Shema, and Bein HaProkim would be in the end of the Parshios of Megillah, right? Or the end of the Prokim of Halil, and the same halachas would apply Kavod in Yira, or no? Ein b'kach klum means you can be matzik for anything in Halil and in Megillah. Now that we make a bracha at the end of Megillah, so there's a bracha before the Megillah and a bracha after the Megillah, it's sandwiched in, so they say you can't be matzik. Okay, and Halal also, where you make a bracha before and after, we'll see, there also you can't be matzik. But we're talking about, well, Halal, you don't make a bracha. Omer Rabba, Yomim Shayochi Gomer Bohen Es Halal, Bein Terek Leperek Posek, the Emtza Terek Eino Posek. The Yomim Sheena Yochi Gomer Bohen Es Halal, Afilo Be Emtza Terek Posek. Right? The days that a yochid is gomer es ha-halel, Tosfos explained, it doesn't mean only yochid, it means for sure the tzibur also, but even a yochid. Those are the 21 days in Chutz Laaretz that you say halel gomer, halel shalem. And then halel is a chiyuv, you make a bracha on it, bein b'yochid, bein b'tzibur, what's it called, even a yochid, right, is gomer es ha-halel, he says the whole halel and he makes a bracha. Those 21 days, there's a hint in the pasuk Shnayim Shnayim Bo El Noach. 2 days, first 2 days of Pesach, okay, 2 days of Shavuos, we're talking Chutz Laaretz now, so 2 days of Shavuos, and that's Shnayim Shnayim. Bo'u is in Gematria Ches, is the 8 days of Chanukah, and El Noach, what's it called, Bo'u is nine, is Sukkot, 9 days of Sukkot. And El Noach is the same gematria as Hanukkah. So what's it called? So you have all the days that you're Gomer as a Halel, Sukkot, all 9 days in Chutz Laaretz, 8 days of Hanukkah, 2 days of Pesach, the first 2 days, not the last 2 days, and 2 days of Shavuos. Those are the days you're Gomer as a Halel. Okay, let's just finish up to the two dots. Eini v'harav shvo ikla l'gabei d'ravina, v'yomim she'ena yochid gomer es ha-halel. Havilei, Upasikle, right? Shani Rav Bar Shvo de lo choshiv alei de Ravina. What's velo pasikle? Lechora, there was a time that they were saying like Rosh Chodesh, or the last 6 days of Pesach, when you're not Gomer Sahalo. You say Halo Bedilu. You only say Chatsi Halo. Okay? And Rav Bar Shvo came by Ravina, and it was on Rosh Chodesh, or it was the last 6 days of Pesach, and he wasn't matzik. He didn't give him shalom. Right? So the Chorah is mashma that even when you're not Gomer Sahalo, you can't be matzik. And I says, no, right? Ravina didn't consider Rav Shvoa important enough to say hello to. He wasn't somebody he considered mechubed. And therefore, he didn't say, not say hello because he wasn't be matzik. He didn't say hello because he didn't think he was, what's it called, he fell into the category of Mipnei HaKovid. Okay, just there's no time to go into everything over here about Hallel, but what's it called? First of all, there's a machlokas whether the days that you're not Gomer Hallel, it's only a minute to say Hallel. Hallel is a chiyuv on those 21 days, or in Eretz Yisrael, take away the second day's Yontif, right? Only those days. The other days, the Gemara in Erechin explains why you don't say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and why you don't say Hallel the last 6 days of Pesach, because the Karbonos are all the same, and why, what's it called, Hallel on Rosh Chodesh is only a minig. Okay? So where it's a minig, the Shaila, what's it called, and that's where you don't say the entire Hallel, to show that it's only a minig, do you make a bracha or not? Okay? So some Rishonim hold that even a Yochid doesn't even say Hallel on those days. Only the Tzibur says Hallel, and they don't make a bracha. That's the Rambam Shita. The Ritzgeyus holds that a Yochid says Hallel on those days as Minik, but he doesn't make a bracha. The Tzibur does make a bracha. And the Rabbeinu Tam holds that both a Yochid and a Tzibur say a bracha even when it's a Minik. Okay. Okay, anything else here? Hallel. It says, Hallel here is the Rabbonim. So the Bahag in the Ramban, the Maisa hold that Hallel on Yamin Tovim is a mitzvah sase d'oraisa. You have to say Hallel. Either mitzad Simchas Yontif or mitzad Halacha L'moshe Misinai. And therefore, the Gemara over here that says Hallel is the Rabbonim is talking about the Hallel that's only a minute. Not the Hallel you have to say on Yontif. Or Hallel of Hanukkah is only the Rabbonim. But Hallel, that's the Oraisa, Chorah for sure has the same din as Kriyashma. The Ra'ah holds that Hallel is Min HaTorah, but the Nusach is the Rabbanan. To say some kind of Hallel is Min HaTorah, but the Nusach is only the Rabbanan, and therefore the Gemara says, since the Hefzik is in the Nusach, that's only the Rabbanan. And the Hefzik in the Nusach is only the Rabbanan, even if Hallel itself is the Oraisa. The Chassam Sofer holds that even the Hallel of Chanukah is the Oraisa. You learn from a Kal V'chomer. Right, even Hallel on Nisim is the Oraisa, and the Rambam and the Shagas Aryeh says clearly that all Hallel, even Hallel on Yontif, is only the Rabbanan. Okay. Okay, let's go on. Bo minei Ashian Tana Devei Rav Ami Miravani. Okay, so Ashian, who was the Tana of the Yeshiva of Rav Ami. So he asked Rav Ami, Hashori b'tainis, mau shi'ita. A person, he's what's it called, he's fasting. Is he allowed to taste something? Achila u'shtia kibbalalei, only eating and drinking, actually eating is asur. The haleka, he's not eating or drinking, he's just tasting. We'll see one second what tasting means, what's the difference between tasting and eating. Odil mahanoa kibbalalei, v'ha'ika. Or maybe when you accept the fast, you're accepting not to have any enjoyment. And tasting is also enjoyment. It's not eating, but it's enjoyment. You're allowed to taste, and it's no problem. Tanya nami hachi, mita'emes eina tu'una bracha. If you taste something, you don't have to make a bracha on it. The hashori b'taim is toeing ve'im b'kachlum. And a person who's fasting is allowed to taste, and there's no problem. Ad kama, how much are you allowed to take into your mouth to taste? Rav Ami Rav Asi Tame Ad Shir Raviyasa. Up until the Raviyas of liquid food and the Kazayas of solid food, the Sfarim say. Okay. Rashi. Mao Shi Yitom Esa Tafshil, Ladas Im Tzorech Melech O Tavlin. Okay? Are you allowed to taste something, not for the sake of eating it, but just to see if it's okay, if it has enough salt or whatever, or enough spices? Mita'emes ti'imas tavsho. Right? A person who tastes the food is okay. You don't make a bracha on it. You're allowed to do it on a tainis. Revi'asa, revi'as halug, up until a regular revi'as. Okay. So here, Tosfos says that it's only talking about a tainis yochid, where a person's makabel the tainis on himself. Then the shaila is, what did he have intention for? When a person's makabel a private tainis, does he mean eating and drinking, or does he mean even enjoyment? But in a tainis akosu, a tainis that's mentioned in Nevi'im, like Shivosu Batamus and Asar Bateves and Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur for sure, right? There, for sure, Lechora, that's the simple way of learning, the way most Achronim learn this Tosas, for sure, you're not allowed to taste. Because for sure, there, even Hanoaz us, right? If it's a tainis, you're Makabel, then we have a Shiloh, what you meant. But in a tainis that's written in the Pasuk, right there, it doesn't depend on your Kabbalah. There, what's it called? It applies. It's everything's awesome. Okay, that's Tosfos. Okay, now we'll see a few different pshatim over here. First of all, what exactly is tasting? Okay, Tosfos and the Rosh say clearly, tasting means you put it in your mouth and you spit it out. You don't swallow it. So you never swallowed it. You just had it in your mouth and you spit it out. That's the Shiloh over here. Tasting without swallowing. The Rambam is mashma, according to the way most Achronim learn the Rambam. It's talking where you swallow it mamish. Okay? But since it's less than a revius, or since the reason you're doing it is not for the sake of eating, but for the sake of just tasting the dish, right? That is what's it called, not considered eating. You don't make a broch on that. It's not considered breaking your fast. Okay? Others hold that even when you spit it out, okay, if you, what's it called, enjoy it, in other words, up until the revius, it could be you don't have any hanos chech, but if you, what's it called, you enjoy it, so revius or more, even if you spit it out, it's awesome, okay? And Rashi is mashma that if you're mechavin for what's it called, to taste it, if you're mechavin just to taste the thing, not for the sake of eating it, not to enjoy it, then that's called te'ima. But if you're mechavin to enjoy it, then that's awesome. That's not called tasting, that's called eating. Okay. The halachas of te'ima, which tainus is applied to? We just said Tosa says that it's dafka a tainus yochid, that the shaila is. A tainus that's ksuva, there the halacha is that you can't even taste. Okay, now, there's a Shia Machlokas in Tosas, what he means. There's another kind of tainus. There's a tainus that's not a tainus yachid. It's not a tainus haksuva. Those two lechora are clear. It's a tainus tzibur that the tzibur is makabal on itself. Not a yachid. So it's in between. It's a tainus that needs a kabbalah, but it's not a kabbalah of the yachid, it's kabbalah of the tzibur. So what would Tosas hold in that case? So some hold that that's like a tainus yachid. The main difference is it something that is decreed upon you, then it's across the board also. If you accept it, then maybe you only accept achila, not hanah. So by a tainus sibur, which has to be accepted, it's the same thing as a tainus yochid. So tosis means only tainus ksuba is aser, but any tainus that you have to makabel, whether it's tainus yochid or tainus sibur, is like a tainus yochid. The Truma Sadeshin says no. Tainus ksuba means any tainus sibur. Any tainus tzibur has the same din as Shivasa Batamuz and whatever, even a tainus tzibur that the tzibur is makabel because of rain or whatever. And all tainus yachid is the shaila, and tainus tzibur is awesome. The Pnei Yeshua has an interesting shot here. He says just the opposite. He says a tainus haksuba is for sure mutter, because that is for sure only eating and drinking. Taneisim aren't aser vihanoah. They're also with eating and drinking. So a tainus that the Torah is gozer on you, not the Torah, but the Nevi'im were gozer, was only eating and drinking. The shaila is when you're makabel, a tainus on yourself, tainus sibur or a tainus yachid, did you also intend for hanoah or not? So tainus of that you're makabel on yourself is worse than a tainus whatever. So the shaila is only was only by a tainus yochid, but tainus aksub is for sure mutter. That's how the Pnei Yeshua learns. Everybody else learns differently. The Rebbe Barzilloni holds that but every tainus is mutter to ima except for Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur are different, and the Rivash says. Because they're not totally in Kabbalah Bechlau. All the other Tanesim, even Shivasa B'Tamuz, Asara B'Teves, really are dependent, bottom line, if the Tzibur wants them or not. Because after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, right, Shivasa B'Tamuz and all these Tanesim were totally in Ratzu, if they wanted to fast or not to fast. So ultimately, it's because they wanted to fast at their Asar, so they all have a din of a Tanis Kabbalah. The only ones that have nothing to do with Kabbalah is Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur obviously is a mitzvah deraisa, and Tisha B'Av is, everybody was Ratzu. So Tisha B'Av doesn't depend on the Tzibur. So those are the two that don't depend on a Kabbalah, that's what the Rebbe Barzilloni says. The Eshkol says a different reason why Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur are different, because there, even Hanoah for sure is awesome. You can't even put your finger into water. Right? It's not just eating and drinking and washing or whatever, it's any Hanoah is awesome. Right, of even a hanoah of these kinds of things. Hanoah of washing is also. So the hanoah of eating is also, not just eating and drinking. So therefore, Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur is different. The Rav Yoah holds that even on Yom Kippur you're allowed to taste. Okay, Pashtus spit it out. But even on Yom Kippur is mutter. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Rosh, that it's Aser only on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, and every other Tainus, Tainus Sibur, Tainus Yochid, you're allowed to taste, that's the Mechaber. The Ramah holds that all Tainus Tzibur are Osir, only Tainus Yochid is Mutar Litom, and the Gra holds only the ones that are Ksubos. But a Tainus Tzibur that's not Ksuba is Mutar. Okay. Okay, now, what is this Te'ima? The Tosus and Rosh hold Dafka when you spit it out. If you swallow it, it's not Mutar. And with a Revius, even if you spit it out, it's Osir. Because if you put a whole revius in your mouth, that's already too much hanoah. Less than a revius, and you spit it out, that's not called enough hanoah to be considered osur on a tainus. Another reason is, not because it's great hanoah when you have more than a revius in your mouth, because you're spitting it out, what difference does it make how much you have in your mouth? But the reason is that we're afraid that if you have more than a revius in your mouth, you swallow it. Up until the revius, you can hold it without swallowing. Once there's more than a revius, we're afraid you'll swallow it, and therefore it's awesome. The Tosus Rid holds that until a revius, you're allowed to taste something and even swallow it. And the Rashba holds that this din of revius, whatever the revius is, if it's spitting it out or not spitting it out, is you can take a lot of different things in your mouth up until you have a revius in your mouth at one time. Right? But if you don't have a revius in your mouth at one time, then it's mutter completely, even if you do it a few times a day, but you have less than a revius. The Hagos Maimoni and the Rokeach hold that you can only take a revius the whole day of the tainus. In other words, take a little bit in the morning, a little bit after that. Right? If afterwards it's mitzvah, if it's not in your mouth at one time, but you had total of a revius, that's already awesome. You can only have a te'ima over the whole day of the tainus of less than a revius. But unless we don't hold like that, we hold that the halacha is a te'ima's mutter on a tainus yochid, basically, only, because we only have the Ramah, and basically, what's it called, only if you spit it out, and less than a revius, but less than a revius even at one time. Okay, it's not mitzvah. Okay, let's go on. Omer Rav, kol hanosin, sholom lechadeiro, kodem shispalo, kiilu aso aboma. Person who greets somebody before he davens, it's like he made that person into a boma. The Marsha explains, a bama is a place where you make a personal, private sacrifice. So it's like, a tefillah is like a korban tzibur. So instead of bringing your korban on the mizbeach in Yerushalayim, you're making your own private mizbeach, you're making that other person into a bama. Right? Instead of giving shalom to the Rabbanu Shalom, through your tefillah, you're giving your own personal shalom to this person, you're making him into your private bama. Shenemar, chidlu lachem min ha'adam asher neshama bi'apo, ki bameh nechshavu. Al tikri baneh el abama. Right? Stop, what's it called, greeting a person. Right? Asher neshama bi'apo, ki you making him into a bama. Okay.
ושמואל אמר, בנה חשבת לזה ולא לאלוקה. You can read the word בנה, right? Why are you making this person, what's it called, more important than the Ribbono Shel Olam? You're greeting him before you're greeting God. In tefillah, you greet the Ribbono Shel Olam, and here you're greeting a human being before God. Moshe Rav Sheshes, the prokim shonet ne'akovet. Umeshiv, right? It says that, what's it called, you're allowed to say hello to somebody in the middle of Kriya Shema, and Kriya Shema comes before tefillah. So obviously you're allowed to greet somebody before tefillah. Here Gemara of Abba v'mashkin l'pischo. The simple way that most Rishonim learn here is, the isser of greeting somebody is only if you go specifically to greet him, you go to his door to greet him. But if you happen to meet him in the road, or you meet him in shul, you didn't go specifically to greet him, he chances upon you, and now you have a chiyuv as kavod to greet him, that's okay. The isser is only the b'mashkin l'pischo. Okay, Rashi. Chidlu lachem in ha'adam, kishyesh lachem lasot b'kavod ha'makom, al tisasku b'kavod adam. When you're involved in being osik b'kavod Hashem, tefillah, don't get involved in kavod of a person. De'ilav hachi lamale lichtov. Not, why should you stop? Of course you should be involved in people and giving kavod to people. But we're talking, obviously, in a case where you're already be osik in kavod of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ushmuel odorish loshin bama elikamashmo banecha shafter leze shikdamte kvod ole kvodi shonet neakoved vakriish makodin tefilahu uktani shoel. You're allowed to greet a person. Tirgum Rav Abba lahadar Rav Ushmuel the Asrei. Rav Abba said that which when Rav and Shmuel said you're not allowed to greet somebody before davening, then mashkim latischo avul pogo badera shoel. If you meet him on the way, you didn't specifically go to greet him, that's okay. 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 Over here. A few things about Magdim Shalom La'adam. The Rif and the Rosh, Rashi, learn that the Isser is only like you go to greet the person, and if you meet him on the way, it's Mutter. Okay? The Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah brings down a Chachmei Provincia, right? That even when you're Mashkim L'Pischo, there's another condition. It has to be that you use the word Shalom. If you just say good morning, you can even go to somebody specifically before davening and say good morning. But shalom, that's the specific issur in the Gemara is shalom, makdim shalom, using God's name of shalom. That, better use it for God than use it for people before davening. So you need two conditions. That's what the Chachmei Provincia learns. And the Rabbeinu Yonah himself says, not like that. He says, even saying good morning is osur, and that's what he says, the Rambam, if you're maskim l'tischa. Right. If you meet the guy, then you can even say shalom. Okay? And memela, it's the ikar over here is not the shalom, the ikar is mashkim l'pischo, and that's the only thing. Okay. And he says that if you're mashkim l'pischo, but not to say hello to him, then there's a difference if you say shalom or good morning. If you go to his house to pick up a glass of water, and agav, you want to say hello to him. So then even mashkim l'pischo, but you didn't go specifically to say hello, then you can say good morning, you can't say shalom. That's the Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay. The Aruch HaShulchan has an interesting halacha here. He says that if you're mashkim l'pischo, you can't say anything. Not even good morning. Not good morning. You can't go to be mashkim l'pischo even if you don't say a word. You just go there, right, to give kavod to the guy because you went to his house. Okay. Because it's like you're osik, the kavod chaveiro. It's not, has nothing to do with what you greet him. If you hold it, you can't even say good morning if you're mashkim l'pischo. Good morning is nothing. So in the mele, you can't even go there, even if you don't say anything. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan holds. The Ritva holds the opposite. Mashkim l'pischo is not going on the issur, it's going on the heter. Mashkim l'pischo means that the guy who you're saying hello to comes to your door. If he came to your door, then you're allowed to greet him. Right? But Stan, if you meet him in the way and you initiate a greeting, not because he came to you, then it's awesome. Okay? Okay, and the Rabbeinu Yeruchim has a shita that Shila Shalom doesn't mean saying anything. You can say anything you want. The Gemara is not mashim like that. I don't know how he learns the Gemara. I never chance to look it up. He says, Shila Shalom means that you bow down to the person. That's called Shila Shalom. Okay? And that's also before davening. But saying anything, if you don't bow, saying anything is mutter. L'chora, that would mean that when the Gemara says you're allowed to be shoel nipnei HaKavod, it means you're allowed to bow to him during the middle of Kriya Shema. That's not a hefsik b'chlal, and it doesn't really fit into the Gemara. I don't know how he learns the Gemara. Okay, let's go on. Okay. We're going to read what's in the parentheses, because there are Rishonim who are Gorisit and Rishonim who are not. Om Rav Yona, Om Rav Zera, Kola Osa Chafetzav Kodim Shispalel, Ki Ilu Bona Boma. Omer Lei, Bame Omarta, Omer Lei Lo Osir Kamina, one second now. Omer Rav Idi Barodin, Omer Rav Yitzhak Barashiyan. Osir Lo Adam, no, it's been a mistake, okay. This piece here that's out of the parentheses, there's some reason when I go is. Omer Rav Idi Barodin, Omer Rav Yitzhak Barashiyan. Osir Lo Adam Lasos Chafetzav Kodim Shispal. Shenemar, Sevek Lefon of Yahaloch, the Yosim Luderech Po'amav. V'omer av idi bar oven, omer av yitzel bar ashiyan, kol ha-mispal v'achar kach yotzei l'derech, ha-kodish baruch hu osa l'chafetzov, sh'nemar tzedek l'fon av yalov, v'yosim l'derech pon. First, tzedek l'fon av yalov, first daven, and then, go on your way. Now, some Rishonim are not goreis, osa lo l'odem lasos chafetzov kodem shizpahu, because l'chora, the Pasuk's not talking about that. The Pasuk's talking about traveling before davening. So therefore, the girsa of the Rosh and others is what's it called? Not what we have in the Gemara, but the Girsa is Osir Lo La'odam Lotzeis L'Derech Kodem Shispal. It's also for a person to go on a journey before he davens. He has to daven before he leaves. Okay, and then the pasuk makes sense. Sedek Lefon of Yalov V'Osir L'Derech Pamav. And Vomer Avidi Barovin. Right, and if you wait, you daven first, and then you go on the journey, you get special bracha. Okay? Rashi, though, has the girsa. Omer of Idi Barov and Omer of Yitzhak Barashian, Osir Lo Adam Lasos Chafetzav, Kodem Shispal. Tzedek Tfilah Shemadzdiko Leboro, Vahadr V'yosin Po'omo V'darchei Chafetzav. And he learns that the Pasuk is not going on a journey, but it's going and doing your own business. Take care of your own business before davening. So, Lemaisa, like we said, Rashi holds his two isurim here. And the isser of going on a journey is also because you're getting involved in your own tzrachim. And your own tzrachim is the same thing. And it's not malacha. We had a Gemara before that you can't do malacha. Right? But something's not malacha. Just getting involved in doing something is not a malacha, but it's your own business. Right? Are you allowed to do that before davening or not? So the Rosh is not goris, this inyan of chafetzav. Right? And the isser that we had before, that Kriya Shema should be somach l'nitaso, they shouldn't do malacha in between, could be only malacha. And that's what the Rambam holds. Only malacha, not chafetzim that are not tircha. Things that are not a tircha, even though they're your own business, you're allowed to do before davening, as long as it's not a malacha. That's the Rambam shita. The Mechaber holds, like Rashi, that it's also lasos chafetzav, right, before you at least say nixas brachos. If you say some of the brachos already, that is, that's good enough. Yitzia l'derech, what about traveling? So really there's a tsugya later on, right, that speaks about traveling before davening or whatever, right? And there it's Mishaila, whether you have to daven before you leave. It's talking where you get up early. Should you daven early, before the zman, before you leave, and then later on say Kriya Shema bismano, or should you wait to leave and say Kriya Shema and davening before you leave? So what's over here different? So the Rosh says that a person, and there the Rosh passes, a person should daven his house early, and the Bahag holds that you can leave and daven later. Okay? So some say that there's two different sugyas here. One, the sugya over here, right, that you can't leave before davening, right, that sugya is where you're going with a caravan, right, or you're going on a car, and the car will wait for you. Or the caravan will wait for you. Or you won't miss your plane. Then you have to daven before you leave. But the sugya over there is talking where they're not waiting for you. The plane won't wait. The caravan's not waiting, right? So therefore, if you don't go, you're going to miss the whole trip. Then there's a shaila what you should do. And there could be wipaskin that you're allowed to leave and then daven later. Okay? The Taz says it depends. The two sugyas, one's talking where you're leaving before Netzach Hanah, which is really before the Iker Zman of Tefillah, and the other one is where you're leaving after Netzach Hanah. After Netzach Hanah is our sugya. Before Netzach Hanah is a sugya over there. And it could be then you aren't allowed to leave since it's not the Iker Zman, and the Magen Avraham says similar idea, but before Alos HaShachar and after. If you're leaving before Alos HaShachar, then that's a sugya over there, whether you have to wait till after Alos HaShachar daven, or since it's before Alos HaShachar, leave and you'll daven later. But our sugya is talking where you're leaving Bisman Tefillah, after Alos HaShachar, then you're not allowed to leave. Then you have to daven before you leave. Okay, let's just finish up. Omer Rav Yona, Omer Rav Zeira, kol halon shivas yomin b'lo chalom nikra ra. Person who has 7 days without a dream is called ra. Shenemar v'sheva yolin bal yipokid ra. Al tikri v'soveya yolin bal yipokid ra. Al tikri soveya el sheva. Right? Instead of soveya, full, means a person who doesn't have any dreams. I think the idea is that you're separated from the spiritual world. Dreams are an idea that your neshama is connected into the spiritual world, and that's where the dreams come from. A guy who goes a week without dreams, obviously his neshama is not connected to anything when he's sleeping. It's still in his brain, and that's it. Omer le'ravacha b'reid rabchiyah bar'aba, hachi yom rabchiyah yom rabbi Yochanan. Kol ha-mazbiyah atzmo yidivrei Torah, person who fills himself up with divrei Torah, the law, and he goes to sleep, ein mevasen oso besuros rolls. There's a different shot in the pasuk, right? He will get no bad news. Shenemar the sodei ayolin bal yipokid ra. Rashi, al tikrei sodei el sheva yolin bal yipokid min hashamayim v'chalom. If for 7 days they don't show in the dream, in a dream, harayu ra. V'chach ein mashgich in the facto. Therefore, they don't bother with him, right? He's menutik, he's separated from the spiritual world. So if 7 days of heavy dreams, it's a bad sign. And the other one learns the pasuk kipshuto. If you're masbiya yourself, midivrei Torah, you fill yourself up with divrei Torah, and then you go to sleep, you're going to be protected, and you won't even have the suros rolls. Not even bad, news, right? Once had a Gemara in Shabbos, and then Yaakov Shir, right, Ein Mevasro Besuros Ros means even a bad news that later on turns out not bad. It was a mistake. Even that you won't have. Koshka, you won't have bad things happen to you. Okay. Next year is on Sunday.